So 8:43, we have a special guest in the studio.
Yes, sir, as special as you get.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah. Oh, a new song.
Oh, well, no, he'll recognize it.
Well, not yet.
It's time for Name That Tune.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
London Philharmonic?
I'm surprised that you know it's the Boston Pops.
Oh.
I'm surprised you're here today.
Oh?
Yes.
Well, lead right into that.
I really will.
Well, I wasn't going to be, but I thought, you know, I'll stop by.
That's right. All together under one roof in London this weekend, it'll be William Shatner, Patrick Stewart, both of whom are bald, Avery Brooks, Kate Mulgrew, and Scott Bakula.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. They'll be there along with 30 characters from that show, along with, what are they called, Treksters? Is that right?
No.
Trekkers.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Don't call them Trekkies. They get mad.
It's the three-day convention in London's XL Arena. The organizers have sold 17,000 tickets.
Well, they'd have been 17,001 if I'd known about it.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
Who's the kid that took over for Kirk in the new Star Trek? Who is it?
Oh, Pine? Chris Pine?
Christopher Pine.
I know that. Why do I know that?
Okay, I thought
it was... You're a nerd, Scott. You're N-E-R-D.
Oh,
that's why.
God, all right. Anyway. Yes.
Is that really his name? Because yes. I was sitting here saying Chris Pine. No, wait, that was the actual first Star Trek
captain. No, that was Christopher
captain.
Pike.
Yeah. Pike, thank you.
Now who's a nerd?
Oh, well, we knew Kat was. All right. That's how she got the job.
What they're attempting to do is to break the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as Star Trek characters.
Doesn't matter. I'd have been there. I would have been there.
2 months ago, that was set in Las Vegas at 1,040. So they're
just whatever you do, don't say come dressed as a Wookiee because we will turn on you.
You just destroyed our Starfleet Command engineering department in one fell swoop,
so,
Scott.
I mean,
nice job.
Yeah, do they have some place where everybody goes in a corner and talks Klingon? Do they do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can come down to my office. We'll chat a bit. It'll be fine.
Buck talk!
But, you know, we got this stuff. We got it.
What was it? Oh, it was The Office.
Oh, yeah, right.
It wasn't. Yeah. I thought I'd seen something recently about 2 weeks ago, The Office, that Ellie Kemper, the actress, was learning how to... speak Klingon.
Tell us, Kat, that's how you got the gig, was your ability to identify tribbles at a distance.
Oh, well, thanks.
Had nothing to do with her ability.
Nope. Just knew what that furry thing was on Mr. Down's desk.
Is that a tribble? Why, yes. What do tribbles eat?
Oh, Quadro triticale. It's a high-yield grain devised by Russian scientists. You know you love it.
I do. I do so love it.
And me, I was going to talk about temporary tattoos made of 24-karat gold, but
no.
Why would I want to do that? let's stay mainstream. How's that?
Yeah. This is pretty darn mainstream. They're setting a record with 17,000 people. Just because you don't find that impressive doesn't mean it's not impressive, Mr. DeLucia, that's really your name.
I'll tell you what, the first caller from London who's listening right now at 695-1620, we got a great prize package for you. How's that?
Sunday tickets to the RenFest.
That's it. You got it.
With those hot summer days turning into cool fall temperatures, it's time to rethink your drink with Specs. And this fall, it's all about the reds. These rich, smooth wines pair well with just about everything, especially a good Sunday football game. And the experts at Specs can help complement your seasonal cuisine with an outstanding selection of Specs exclusive wines. You won't find these lower-priced palate pleasers anywhere else. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, spirits, and finer foods. Come in today and stock up on holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine. Or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs. You're on the way, less to pay for everyday stores.
Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you, shop. Cheers to savings. The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
The used car market is hot right now, and that's why Allen Honda wants your car regardless of your make or model. And it doesn't matter if you're buying one of their cars or not, they want your car. Of course, their feelings wouldn't be hurt if you bought a car from Allen Honda. But regardless, Allen Honda has a huge demand for used cars. So take your car, truck, motorcycle, or SUV today to Allen Honda at Southwest Parkway and Highway 6 and just see what they have to offer. No pressure, no hype, and a great buying or selling experience. Allen Honda has your Honda. 979-696-2424.
Hey, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Well, Google's back up a little bit, back up about $4.85 this morning. But, you know, it went down 10% yesterday.
They stopped trading on it.
Yeah, after the company's dismal third quarter earnings report was prematurely released and showed that they were not going to make their expectations. Earnings per share had been pegged at about $10.65, instead came in at $9.03. And again, why in what universe should earnings of $9.03 cause your stock to plummet?
I mean, God,
hello?
Hello, I'm from London, and I was calling about the Renaissance people.
I love it! This is the best day ever!
How's the weather there?
Well, actually, I'm in Dallas at the moment, but I'm from London.
You didn't say
my friend just called me.
That is just
oh my
greatest.
Gosh.
Well, are you? How long are you going to be in the country?
Oh, actually, I live here.
Oh, you live? Oh, I see. From okay, I was actually speaking to people. Okay, so you live in Dallas? And...
No, I live in College Station.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay.
Oh, so she yep. is a legitimate winner of our Renaissance Festival too.
I think you couldn't be more from London than me.
I was actually thinking it would be somebody who is currently residing in London, but that's okay too. I mean, I'm a man of my word. I will do
said,
that. Sure.
You
okay.
said from London.
That's all right. Tell me your name.
Jenny.
Jenny what?
Littman.
L-I-T?
No, P.
P. Littman. P-P. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do, Jenny?
I'm a nurse at St. Joseph's.
Are you? Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Do you know where we're located? We're in the Crystal Park Plaza. That's the five-storied mirrored glass building there.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been to the Renaissance Festival before?
Oh, years ago.
Okay, but see, you'll go over there, and those people will think you're talking funny, like it's a made-up accent that you don't really do that.
She'll make fun of us trying to do that accent.
Can you do an accent of somebody from Mississippi, though? That's the question.
I sure can do a
cool. Best color ever.
That's fun. Hey, Jenny, listen, thanks a bunch. Come by here, and we've got tickets for you. It's good for any Sunday, the Renaissance Festival.
Okay, I'll have to pick them up next week. Please.
That'll be fine. Okay, we'll be here. Thanks. See
okay,
you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Ta.
Oh,
that
man.
Was awesome.
That was amazing.
I have to tell Ben.
He said it. He set it up.
Yeah. So, let's see if he's around.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. This is Scott. Is Ben around?
Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
He set it up. I'm betting money he called somebody.
Really. So anyhow, so the earnings are $9.03. The report also showed that the company's revenue was $11 billion.
Right.
$11 billion.
Hello. Oh my.
Yeah.
It's you again.
So you make a phone call after you left the studio, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. No.
What, really?
What's up?
Well, you know,
I've got proof. I was standing down here talking civilly. Mm-hmm. To Tom Turner from our Navasota station.
Well, actually what happened was, I had kind of thrown out the gauntlet that anybody from London who wanted to call, because we were discussing Star Trek and the convention in London, mm-hmm. anybody who called from London would win
a fabulous prize chosen especially for them.
Would get four tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
And so I got a call from a lady from London. So... I'm going to give her the ticket. Yeah, I did. She said her friend from College Station called her, and so I said, okay, well, here's the deal, is I'll supply the tickets and Ben will supply the airfare. And she said, great. So Thank God he did it. Thank God he did it.
Funny, funny guy.
No, actually, her name's Jenny Littman, and she is a nurse at St. Joseph, but she was in Dallas, and her friend called and said, quick, call the radio station. Here's the phone number, and we'll get tickets for the Renaissance Festival.
And she, well, I would say she gets what she wants.
She did. That's exactly right. I just thought I'd throw in that little airfare thing for
hey,
you.
Hey, Scott, yeah. Hang on a second. I'm going to have to run down and scoop Mr. Downs up off the
yes,
floor.
Yes, really.
No kidding.
There you go. Okay, have a nice day. Bye. Yeah. I always win because I've got the microphone.
Yes, you do. Oh, you have the button. You have the button.
I like that little pregnant pause. Do what? We promised to do what? Anyway, now, what's funny, you mentioned, again, that trading halted as the official report was released, which obviously makes people hold their breath just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
What was interesting was somehow Google decided that they wanted to go ahead and do, like, printed stuff, you know, like printed page, like ink on paper thing to put a news release out. And they didn't get Larry Page's comments on the report before they printed it. So as a result, it says, Larry's comments go here.
Somebody in the PR department at Google.
They're looking for a new gig. Oh, they're looking for a new gig. They don't get the free massages and sushi anymore.
No, sir.
So there. Okay.
That's a long walk to that office, too, buddy.
Brett Michaels, of course. Boy, when was the last time we did a Brett Michaels story? It seems like it's just been forever.
There's a reason why.
It may have been forever. He's got a new series called on the Travel Channel called Rock My RV.
Really?
Rock My RV. So... And what it will do is the show will be somewhat like MTV's Pimp My Ride, in that Brett will take ordinary RVs and transform them into at least what his idea would be of customized outrageous vehicles.
How long till we're going to get a show like about your second job?
Yeah.
I mean, that's about the only thing that doesn't have a show yet.
For truth.
If you're a small to medium-sized business, marketing what you do can seem overwhelming. There's so many outlets, so many choices. How do you make it all work? For instance, should you combine traditional media with social networking and the internet?
How does that work?
What about frequency?
What about budget? Can a small local business afford all this?
We're here to tell you, yes, you can. We have a strategy. We have the audience. We can craft your message and put it in front of your customers. New customers. Thousands of them.
We can help you build a brand for your business that stands out from the crowd. And we make it all very easy.
Want to learn more? It all starts with about 40 minutes of your time.
News Talk 1620 WTAW will be holding free 40-minute marketing presentations starting Monday, October 22nd through Wednesday, October 24th. Learn how your business can drive higher sales, better traffic, and get more results. Call to reserve your seat, 695-9595. Ask for Sam Jones. Sam Jones, 695-9595.
Have you got your eye on a sweetie? Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012 in stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
You have the best smile.
Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that.
But you're the one doing the smiling.
It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 20th, learn about composting. Great gardens begin with great soil, and we'll teach you how to manufacture your own great compost this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hey, about 3 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. A couple of airline stories. This one's kind of neat. Passengers on an Air Canada flight from Vancouver to Sydney were asked to participate in the search for a yacht that had been lost at sea for 16 hours.
Wow.
Captain received a call for help and flew to the rescue and lowered the 777, okay, flying a 777.
Oh, so that's a big plane.
Big plane, from 38,000 feet down to 5,000 feet, used the PA system to ask the passengers to keep an eye out and report if they saw anything. And you know what? It worked.
Awesome.
Wow. It wasn't one of the passengers, but it was the first officer, spotted the yacht, and so... They dipped down to 3,800 feet just to make sure that they could identify where he was and that sort of thing. And about 40 minutes later, there you go.
That's awesome.
That's it. That's a kind of a fun story. Then, on the other side, just a little over a month from now, the United States will experience the lovely and very relaxing travel time surrounding Thanksgiving. We always love that. Yeah. While most airlines won't exactly encourage passengers to drink, Virgin American says, yeah, we will. Recently, they created 9 in-flight cocktail hacks, fully mixable, initializing the onboard booze that is offered by, utilizing the online booze that are offered by Virgin American. In other words, you can purchase and mix your own drinks in flight. That'll be fun. Party. That's Virgin Atlantic. They're a little
That's brilliant going before Thanksgiving, though.
Yep, I think that's true.
I have to go see Mom, so I'll have a shot
that's
or
it.
9.
Scientists say that mice can sing in tune with each other.
Really?
I thought we knew that from Cinderella.
Yes.
Remember?
And from Babe.
Yeah.
They sing Blue Moon.
Oh, okay. Well, the pigs in Cinderella, I mean, the mice in Cinderella, you know, they were making her dress, remember? And they would sing.
Yes, with the birds.
Yeah, right. That's it. So, there you go. All right, let me see on this date in history. Oh, and don't forget Paranormal 4. Boy, when I said that, Dave.